بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned that after having saved the Bani Israel from the people of Fir'aun, thereafter the Bani Israel asked Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a divine scripture, a divine book which would contain guidance for them, so that they may abide by these teachings and become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had put this request forward to Allah, and Allah had then instructed him to seclude himself in ibadat, in worship, in fasting for a total period of 40 days, and thereafter to come to Mount Tur to receive this kitab. And then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone, and the last that we had discussed is after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he then asked Allah that, why don't you show yourself to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then mentioned or taught Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that in this world no human being has the capacity to see me. And Allah then revealed some of His majesty or His nur to the mountain, and the entire mountain crumbled into pieces. Nevertheless, after this, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِ, I have chosen you over all of mankind or over all the people by giving you my message, by making you my Nabi, and by speaking to you. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, so take what I have given you and be from those who are grateful to me. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of what He gave to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظًا وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says that we wrote for him on the alwah. Alwah here refers to tablets or slates. So upon this, Allah had written guidance. مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظًا, instructions, lessons, in every different matter. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and detailed guidance in all matters. So this, Mufassirin say, refers to the Torah, the divine book, the divine scripture that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had received. Or the Torah was something separate to this, and these alwah, these tablets, these slates, were added guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah says to him, فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ, that take these tablets, these slates, earnestly, with determination. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا, and instruct your people that they also should hold on to the best of it. يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا, they should hold firm and practice upon the best of this. So what is meant by this, Mufassirin explain, that they should practice upon the best of it? Does this mean that they can practice upon certain parts and leave out other parts? So Mufassirin say no. What is meant is that in the Torah or in these slates and tablets, there will be the do's and the don'ts. Those things that you should do, you should abide by, and those things that you should avoid. So that which you should do, this is the best of it. They should hold on to this. They should practice upon this. And the don'ts, that they should of course avoid. Or what is meant, they should take the best of it, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places gives us an option. That this is the best that you can do. Or if you are unable to manage this, then I give you some leeway in this matter, and you can do something lighter than this. As an example, when a person is traveling, then he, during the month of Ramadan, then the best to do would be to fast, to continue fasting. But because a person is a traveler, he has been given leeway not to fast on that day and to make qadha later on. So Allah here is commanding the Bani Israel that wherever I have given you some leeway in these rulings, then try and hold on to the best of the ruling. In other words, try and make amal upon the more, that which we generally call azimat, that which is the greater or the more rewarding of the two. Try and practice upon this. And then Allah promises them, سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, that soon I will show you the abode of the transgressors. In other words, this is a promise that I will take you onward in your journey, and you will come across a land where there are people who are transgressing. And we know later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them to Sham, and they were then commanded to wage war with the people there, and thereafter they became the inheritors of those lands. So, سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, I will show you the abode of the transgressors. And then Allah promises them or says to them, سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق. Because this divine guidance had come to them, and Allah is now instructing them to hold on to it, to practice upon it. Allah now cautions them that who will be the people who are unable to practice upon my guidance. So Allah says, I will turn away from my verses. Who? الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ Those who have pride and arrogance in the land unrightfully. And what do they do? وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا Despite them seeing every single sign, they will not bring iman upon it. وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا If they see the path of righteousness and guidance, they do not take this as their path. وَإِن يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا And if they see the path of deviance, of misguidance, then they adopt that as their way. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ That is because they have rejected our signs, and they are heedless, they are unmindful of them. So these people who have these attributes within them, I will turn them away. I will not give them divine tawfiq and ability to abide by my verses, by my teachings. So this is a caution to the Bani Israel that I am giving you this divine scripture. If you will have these attributes within you, and the main attribute here is takabbur, pride, arrogance, then you will not gain divine ability to practice upon it. But if you will avoid this, and you will inculcate humility and submission, then I will also facilitate this for you, and allow you to practice upon my verses, upon my teachings. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Allah then says, those who reject our signs, وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ And they disbelieve in the meeting of the hereafter. In other words, they do not believe in life after death. حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ Then all of their actions will go to waste. In other words, whatever good deeds they may have done in this world, there will be no reward for them in the hereafter. We have mentioned before also that the condition and the requirement for a person's good deeds being accepted in the hereafter is that he has to have iman. He has to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then regarding this, Allah says, هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Somebody may make the objection that these people carried themselves out in a good way in this world. They did good actions. They did actions that are normally pleasing to Allah. But just because they did not have iman, now their actions are gone to waste. There is no reward for them. So Allah says, are they going to be recompensed except for their own action? Their own action of not bringing iman, of rejecting Allah, of disbelieving in Allah. The punishment for this is that their actions go to waste. There is no thawab, no reward for them. So they cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. They only have themselves to blame. Again, the message to the Bani Israel that I am giving you this divine guidance. And if you do not believe and you do not accept it, you do not believe in the hereafter, then despite having this guidance with you, you will not get any reward in the hereafter. Your actions will go to waste. And by extension, this then applies to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you also have been given divine guidance, this Quran, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. If you will have these attributes of arrogance, of pride, of not willing to submit, then you also will find that your actions will go to waste, and you also will not be rewarded in the hereafter. Allah protect us, give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.